With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump pulling back now on his threat to destroy Iran's civilization with a massive bombing campaign. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Ahead of a Tuesday night deadline, the president announced he was suspending military strikes on Iran for 2 weeks if Iran agreed to a ceasefire and the immediate reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Supreme National Security Council said it has accepted the two-week ceasefire. The president also said Iran has proposed a workable 10-point peace plan that could help end the war. Earlier in the day, Donald Trump threatened to kill Iran's whole civilization in a chilling statement by an American president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia and China vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution aimed at reopening the Strait of Hormuz. The resolution, which was sponsored by Bahrain, had been repeatedly watered down because of opposition from Moscow and Beijing. Charles de Ledesma says battles have gone on now outside Istanbul's Israeli consulate.
Gunfire has erupted outside a building housing the Israeli consulate in Istanbul, leaving two assailants dead and a police officer wounded, Turkey's Habertürk broadcaster reports. The media says attackers were carrying long barrel weapons. An exchange of fire with police left two assailants killed, while a third assailant was captured. One officer sustained injuries during the clash. The area surrounding the building was quickly sealed off. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio confirming American journalist Shelley Kittleson, who was kidnapped last week in Iraq, has been released safely. Kittleson was abducted by the Iran-backed Iraqi militia Qatib Hezbollah from a street corner in Baghdad on March 31st. This is SRN News. Christians in Iraq still having trouble. More on that story. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to a new analysis by England's all-party parliamentary group for international freedom of religion or belief, Iraqi believers still face violent persecution and repression years after ISIS was finally expelled from the country. Christians living in the Kurdistan region are doing pretty well, but elsewhere in the country, they're still being victimized by their Muslim neighbors. Christians make up just about 3% of Iraq's population. Michael Harrington reporting.
Moms for Liberty making a name at the local level, fighting to win control of three boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's being embraced by the Trump administration, gaining new influence in national elections. CEO Tina Deskovich says the group has been a part of discussions around transgender sports and other matters. SRN News. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche asked Tuesday if he knew why former Attorney General Pam Bondi got a pink slip.
You read the same exact communication from the president that I did. Pam Bondi is a trusted friend of President Trump's, will remain so. And no, nobody has any idea why the Attorney General is no longer the Attorney General, and I'm the Acting Attorney General, except for President Trump.
Environmental groups asking a federal appellate court panel to lift its temporary hold on closing an immigration detention center in the Florida Everglades, known as Alligator Alcatraz. The center remains open due to arguments by Florida and the Trump administration. They say the state has not received federal reimbursement, so it wasn't required to follow federal environmental law. During the hearing, the judges questioned how much control the Fed had over the state-built facility. More details, srnnews.com.